have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How are y'all? Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week. The biblical question for this week. Do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you? Do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you running around trying to figure out how to hide from the border patrols, if you're running around trying to find a Catholic church to hide in because you don't want to be deported, and so you're trying to find the nearest Catholic church to hide in, or if you're in Chicago and in Los Angeles, California, or anywhere in California, and the so-called leaders are working with you right now to hide you out, or helping you to find a lawyer to represent you when the border patrols come for you, you still can be listening to the show on the run. Whether it's in the basement of the Catholic Church, or anywhere, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, because I know you have one. You got them free from Obama, and you got them free for Biden. You can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. And you can also podcast. You can also podcast. All right. Amazing. And you can be listening to the show, or you can podcast. And then when you go upstairs at the top of the Catholic Church for your Sunday morning mass, whatever they call it, you can podcast the show. You can watch it upstairs on the big screen. if you podcast. It is, and to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. So it's Tuesday. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Woof.
Amazing. So, the party is over. The celebration has ended, I guess, of Donald Trump being sworn in and becoming the president of this great nation. One thing about the Republican, they know how to put on a party. It was mind-blowing. It reminded me of the Republican National Convention. They know how to put on a party. But first, Cecilia Richard. I forgot how she said her name. What did he say? He did. Cecilia Richard expired, according to this report. Texas Tribune is reporting Cecilia Richard, a lifelong advocate for women's rights, who led Planned Parenthood for 12 years, has died at the age of 67 after a battle with brain cancer. And I know Cecilia because she used to be my boss. I used to work for a union, and I used to work for the hospital as a union steward, a shop steward, and I was so good at it that the union hired me to work for the union. There she is. May her soul rest in peace. It's funny, when she was young, I thought she was pretty. She still looked pretty as an old person, but I used to work for her. And she was my boss working for the union. And what we had to do was to go into hospitals and set up unions in hospitals that didn't have unions. It was my job. And at the time, I was a liberal, meaning that I was a Democrat and I believed in liberal ideas. So it was interesting working for Cecilia. Her mother was the governor of Texas, Ann Richards. And I remember when Ann was running for governor against George Bush, the daddy. She said, "Don't blame George. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth." I know Cecilia's family, her husband and her kids. Let's go, Ann. Ann dead, too. Well, may her soul rest in peace. Really, may her soul rest in peace. Poor George, he can't help it. Don't blame George. poor George, he can't help it. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. I would never forget that. A silver foot in his mouth. Not a spoon, but a foot. Silver foot in his mouth. Amazing, huh? And then when she left there, I guess working for the union, she became one of the Planned Parenthood leaders there. But it's amazing that she had brain cancer. You know, you never think that what would happen with people along the way or yourself or blah, blah, blah. I never imagined that she would have brain cancer one day. She was young and pretty and smart. She was smart. You may not have agreed with her smartness because she was liberal, but she was smart. And I'm not surprised that in the physical world that she succeeded as she did. But there she is. May her soul rest in peace, really. I disagree with her politics, but I like her. I'm being told that she got a Presidential Medal of Freedom from Biden back in November of 2024. She come a long ways. She went a long ways with her career because she was a go-getter, that's for sure. What the? Yeah, may her soul rest in peace. So some of you know that yesterday, some of you know. Oh, sure, no, but you never know. President Donald Trump was sworn in as president of this great nation. And here is a recap from President's inauguration. This is from 6ABC Philly. Watch this.
Yeah, a lot happening here in the nation's capital tonight. The President Trump, now the 47th president, has signed a slew of executive orders, including withdrawing from the World Health Organization, also pardoning some 1,500 people who were arrested for their roles on the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The Capitol is where this day began when the president took his second oath of office.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
A return to power as Donald Trump was sworn in as the 47th president inside the Capitol Rotunda at noon today.
From this moment on, America's decline is over.
He spoke before a few hundred members of Congress, dignitaries, and supporters, much smaller than a typical inauguration after it was moved inside because of the frigid weather. During his 30-minute address, he talked about a wide range of issues, including the assassination attempt in Pennsylvania. He said he'll declare a national emergency at the southern border. He talked about the fires burning in Los Angeles and even touched on gender identity.
As of today, it will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female.
We must be honest about the challenges we face.
Supporters gathered outside the Capitol during the speech, watching it on cell phones.
We had to modify our own approach, so we set up the cell phone. We watched the entire swearing-in ceremony.
Everybody just kind of rolled with the punches and said, well, I guess, hey, it's better to be here than anywhere else.
The president also spoke at Emancipation Hall and left the Capitol for Capital One Arena for another rally and an indoor parade.
So I'm revoking nearly 80 destructive radical executive actions of the previous administration. They'll all be null and void. Within about, 5 minutes? Is that them over there? 5 minutes?
The president signed so many executive orders yesterday, it makes your head swim. Makes you want to slap your mama. He signed so many executive orders. Very interesting. And he signed one of those orders where you may have to send the anchor baby. Anchor baby may have to go back to wherever he came from. Yeah, your mama walked across the border and dropped you in America, right?
Yeah.
What country?
I heard he got rid of birthright citizenship already.
Well, he
if
signed,
not, he's already started it.
He signed an executive order to get rid of it, and now they have to go to court and challenge it.
So that's it. I'm of the last anchor babies, and I might not even make it. I might be one of these crying migrants. You seen these? I might end up crying like some of these. You hear about these migrants that got right at the border? They canceled CBP-1, and they started crying. They sent them right back.
Oh,
they were at the border waiting.
Across?
They couldn't come across.
Nice.
So I'm going to be maybe with them.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
If you have to go to court, I'll go there and testify.
Nah, Jesse, this is my cross to bear.
I'll let them know you've been fighting. You are the American anchorman. You've been fighting for America for years now.
Hey, I'll be happy to give up my citizenship. Just let me work here. Let me stay. I was talking tough, but
so those people had to go back.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
And wow.
It said that they all started crying at the border.
I bet they did.
Yeah.
Amazing. And so it was very, very interesting yesterday. I didn't watch the whole thing. Who had time to watch the whole thing? You know what I mean? But it was interesting. It's amazing that Donald Trump is now the president. I was concerned at one time because I remember I was hoping that nothing happened to Biden when he had to resign from president or anything so that Camilla could not become the president. And what made me think about that is that there was a black guy on CNN or one of those shows, and he was saying that Biden should step aside and let Kamala Harris be president so that they can say that they had the first black female president. And I'm like, well, can you be any dumber than that? You go step aside just because you want DEI? That didn't make sense. So I was hoping nothing happened to Biden before Trump got in. Oh, amazing. There was a pastor, and I didn't see this, so this is my first time seeing it. My producer was telling me about it this morning, by the name of Lorenzo Sewell. And he delivered a quote-unquote passionate benediction. Watch this from X.
Let freedom ring, and because America is called to be a great nation, we believe that you will make this come true. So let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous hilltops of California, but God, we're asking you not only that. Let freedom ring from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and every molehill in Mississippi, from every state, every city, every village, and every hamlet. And when we let freedom ring, we will be able to speed up that day where all of your children, black men and white men, Protestant and Catholic, Jew and Gentile, will be able to sing in the meaning of that old Negro spiritual, free at last. Free at last. Thank you, God Almighty. We are free at last.
What the? That ain't no benediction. That's so... What a beta. Beta! That's so dumb it make my stomach hurt. Why they let him get up and do that? I wonder if the organizer or whomever invited this guy didn't know he was going to do that. My producer, he sent us back about 100 years. What are you trying to act like? He Martin Luther King? Martin Luther King was a socialist. He was at the, this guy's at the wrong party. What the? That ain't no benediction. The benediction is like, bow your head. God, thank you for President Trump. We really wish him well. And we pray that he get what he needs to do done. Amen. What was all that about? And why was he looking up? Maybe he was looking for Martin Luther King. What the? Is that Martin Luther King's son or something? That is not a passionate benediction. That was dumb. That was so dumb it made my stomach hurt. It's so crazy. I almost want to be embarrassed for him. I bet the white people are acting like they love it. Oh, that was just so good. You, oh, God. Wow. Why was he looking up? And what was he looking for? And why that speech? That wasn't no benediction. That was a dumb Martin Luther King speech. Lord, God help the blacks. They don't know what to do. That was dumb. Wow. That was dumb. But anyway, wow, I'm glad I didn't see it. He made, Joel Rogers said he making black people look worse. He is. Black people, can't y'all do things like in a normal way? Why you gotta be black with everything? This wasn't Martin Luther King event. This was Dr. King. This was President Donald Trump event. This guy was at the wrong party. Lord. That was awful. That was so bad. I can't. I'm sorry I saw it. Really, I'm going to have to fire my producer for showing me that one. Do not play that. Joel, like Joel Friday. Play it again. Ain't no way, Joel. I can only take it once. That's awful. Poor black people. Don't blame them. They were born with DEI in their foot, in their mouth. That was awful. That was just awful. As awful as this can get. Anyway, I move on because of time. Is it, some people think that Elon Musk threw up a Hitler salute. I've not seen this either. But they're saying that Elon Musk, news outlets said Elon Musk threw up a Hitler salute. Watch this from X.
And I just want to say thank you for making it happen. Thank you.
That's right, Elon.
My heart goes out to you.
That wasn't no Hitler. That was a manly heart goes out to you with strength. Everything ain't Hitler. What the? They got to have something to complain about. Everything that this administration does, believe me, the other side going to be complaining about it for the next 4 years. So get ready. It doesn't matter how good it is, if it works or not, they're going to complain because they don't want to see it work. It's unfortunate, but they don't want to see it work. Amazing. That ain't no Hitler sign. That was, my heart goes out to you. Thank you. Trump and his wife did, I guess they danced at the first dance at the event. Watch this from X. How nice is that? Melania, that's her name? Nick?
Yes.
Melania, she is, up until now, I don't know what the next president's wife going to look like, but she's the most beautiful first lady we have ever had in this country so far. The most beautiful first lady we have ever had. We are fortunate to have such a beautiful first lady. She beat them all out. Isn't that amazing?
She knows how to dress.
Yeah, she knows how to dress. She knows how to carry herself.
Like it's classy.
Uh-huh.
I heard that she picked this outfit because It totally covered her. So it wasn't really about her. It was meant to put her more in the background.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't be surprised.
And that makes so much sense.
Michelle would have been all up in front.
And she looks cold. Like, they look like cold, like ready to take on business.
Yeah.
Right on.
She's pretty. I think she's the most beautiful first lady we've ever had since the history of America. Amazing. And last but not least, Biden is gone home, meaning back to Delaware, wherever he lives. So Biden, a final moment before departing D.C., was him looking for the stairs. Watch this from X.
Thank you. Can I go up this way?
He still can't find his way home. Remind me of Dorothy. Remember Dorothy trying to find her way home? Remember that, Nick?
Dorothy.
Yeah.
Clicking the heels.
Yes.
Yep.
You remember. Biden, I wish you well, Biden. You did a really amazing job of screwing up the country. So, Gia, like, she didn't know which way to go either. What's up? There you have it, folks. Now it's time to go to work. Matter of fact, I think Trump has already been working. And he let the January 6th guys, people out. He signed an order. Is that an order? I don't know if some of them were released last night or not, but they're coming home. America is amazing. I'm going to see if it's going to come. Well, America itself would never be the same, but I think Trump is going to make your life in a physical way a little bit easier to live. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and, you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. my perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm, I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. That guy that did the benediction, really, they should not have allowed that guy to get up and do that. That was awful. It was, you like want to be embarrassed for him. Black people don't know how to act. No matter, we can't take them nowhere. They don't know how to act. Anyway, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake, Joel Friday TV, he black at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby, scared, nervous, but he's still going to try to show up. Do not let the DEI people know, I mean the board of people know where he is.
Ice.
He's going to be doing his show in hiding in a secret location today.
I should totally do that.
The Anchor Baby going to be doing his show from a secret location. That way, ICE won't come. Did you hear in Chicago? I just heard this morning on one of the local news channels there that they're trying to hide the so-called leadership there. They're trying to help hide the illegal aliens and get them ready in case ICE try to get them. And that the illegal aliens, quote-unquote, are afraid to go to school. They're afraid to go to church. They're afraid to go to work. But shouldn't they have known that when they came here illegally? Why were they not afraid when Biden was in there? They broke the law when Biden was in there. But they're afraid. What a mess! So the Anchor Baby at 12 noon will be doing his show from a secret location, an undisclosed location, hiding from ICE. ICE, 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 baby. Amazing. Anyway, let me go to Jolene out of Montana. Jolene, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Jolene.
How are you?
All is well.
Are you good?
All is well.
Okay. I'm totally excited that Donald Trump is now our president.
I know. It's amazing.
I know.
And
yeah.
And the thing I like about Trump is that he's already on it. He's working already. He's doing what he got to do. And it was amazing to see him. Apparently, he had an early start yesterday, and he was up until midnight partying from meeting to meetings to this speech and that speech. This man has energy. in the same way the anchor baby has, energy given to him by God.
Right?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yes, absolutely. I feel blessed right now. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now we're waiting to see what happened. It's going to be, I was thinking about the people who were at the event. They were standing out in the cold. They were participating, applauding him, really happy to see him. And I was thinking, between now and the next 4 years, I'm going to see how many people will stand beside Donald Trump when he does something or says something that they disagree with. Were they those very same people that were standing out in the cold, that was at the event, that was watching it on TV and YouTube and all that, whatever, how they saw it. Will they stand with the president because he is going to say or do something that his supporters are not going to agree with? I'm wondering, will they turn on him or will they still stand with him? It's going to be interesting to see that.
I feel that Donald Trump is guided by God.
Yes.
And the people that turned their back on him, that's on them.
Yeah. It is, but it's interesting how human nature is, because human nature is evil. Thank you, Jolene. I appreciate it.
Oh, well done.
All right.
What's a sin?
What?
What's a sin?
What is sin?
Yeah, what is a sin? Sorry.
Man or woman playing God.
Okay. So if I swear, the sin would be like my anger, probably?
Yeah, because you would be playing God. Now, if you... You know, we shouldn't, of course, we shouldn't be swearing. It's what's in your heart. But if you have anger, if you have thoughts and you go with them, if you have ideas and you believe them and go with them, you are sinning. If you judge yourself and others, if you think you know what you want, if you think you can do it, whatever, you can change yourself or whatever, if you think you know what you need, all those things, you're playing God. And you will never know God as long as you play God.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good to talk to you. And congratulations with the brand new president.
Absolutely. I love you.
Thank you. I love you back.
Okay.
All right, Jolene.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773, North Carolina. Kaya.
Hey, Jesse. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Where have you been?
I've been around. I'm always here.
I saw you down in Mississippi.
Yeah, you saw. Oh, I asked Nick, did he show you? Isn't that amazing?
It was amazing. I didn't realize your daughter was that age.
How old does she look in the photo?
She look about 11, 12, 13, somewhere in there.
Yeah, she's 13. Shoot, I had to think about it. Yeah, she's 13. We went on the road, and I drove to Texas to go see my younger kids and stopped on the way back in Tupelo and caught up with... Ann and Jason. That was the first time I met Ann in person, although we've talked on the phone for years, and then saw Isaac and met his beautiful wife, Rebecca. So, yeah, it was really a blessing.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
How's life?
Life is great.
Yeah.
Life is, it's nice and quiet. It's slow. It's easy. You know, and I'm just living, man.
And you still working on yourself?
Every day.
Nice.
Every day. Yeah.
You stay with
it? Crying, she's lying. I always think about that. Whenever the devil tried to tell me, just cry about it, you know, just let it out. And, you know, sometimes I, well, not sometimes, I cried maybe one time in the last couple of months. I went ahead and let the tears come. And then right in the middle of it, I said, what the hell is this?
Yeah. If she cries, she's lying.
She's lying. Yeah, I could see how fake it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, life's going well, and I was calling to answer that biblical question, like Josh be saying.
Do you pay attention to what's happening to you, or what's happening in you?
Definitely in me, because nothing is happening to me. Nothing's ever happening.
Interesting.
And so, it's always about the internal response or the judgment or the fear or the excitement or whatever it is. But when you look around, when I look around me, all is well. So nothing's really ever happening.
That's amazing. I want to react to that, but I got to wait or respond to it. But I got to wait until Sunday.
Amazing. And, you know, I watched that dance with Melania and the Great White Hope. Almost made me want to boohoo. They look so beautiful.
Yep.
And you can really tell how she looks up to him as a husband. And you can tell how much he really loves her and just cares for her. But they're not like gross with it. It's not about the affection or an attraction. But you can really just see the beauty of their marriage. So that's pretty dope.
They appear to be a perfect example of what a marriage relationship should be. The way it should operate.
And it makes it hard to even really, some people might judge like, oh, well, he had three wives. He done this and that. But something happened in his life where you can see that he woke up.
Yeah.
And he's been fortunate that he's been able to have many opportunities to just rise above. And that's really just amazing to watch.
It is. It's along the journey of overcoming, he does some stupid stuff along the way, but he's home with the Father now. You know, he's fine. And that's what it's supposed to be. You have to overcome hell. And he appears to have gone through his hell and made it through the hell, and now he's living.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
Amazing. Have you started to understand thoughts better, clearer?
Yeah, well, I was just talking to my friend this morning about how many thoughts come to you. And something you said the other day, I can't quite quote it, but you were asking the caller, like, create your thought, like, come up with the thought. And notice how really you can't.
Right.
They're just already there. A lot of them.
Yep.
Good or so-called bad, a lot of them, I find myself wondering, why am I even wasting time going down the trail of where this one stupid thought is taking me? And more, you can see how they're not real. And you can see how many judgments you then want to pick up based on these things that don't even exist. And, you know, when you tell other people that, I see even more how it sounds so crazy to them, but it seems so normal to me.
Yes.
Because I can see, and they don't know that they can't.
Absolutely.
But yeah, the thought thing is mind-blowing.
You know,
it really is.
I was reflecting this morning. I was thinking about how every day I tell people that they got to overcome thoughts just by being aware of them. And overcome anger and all that. And then to, when the thoughts come and the feeling come, to just live with it. Don't do anything about it. And it'll be taken away from them because it's their dark spirit. And overcome anger. And what I've noticed over the years, I've come to realize, is that it reminded me of when I was a kid. I remember down in Alabama, I was very young, and I used to, when I first went swimming, and the older people would go over to the creek and they would just jump in, right? They were not afraid to just jump in. But at first, because I had not swum before, I would go right to the edge of the water, and I would have fear, and I would not jump in. And then I would put my foot in the water and everything, but I wouldn't cross the border. I wouldn't jump in because I had fear. And I remember one time, everybody else was jumping in the water, and though I had fear, I jumped in anyway.
Yeah.
And when I jumped in, I realized the fear disappeared. And I didn't know then, like I know now, that the fear was fake. It wasn't even real.
That was even there.
It was just in my mind. And I tell people all the time, you got to face the fear. The fear is not you. The fear is not real. And you got to cross the border in order to overcome the thoughts and the fear. You got to just live your life. Don't give into it. In order to cross the border, but they won't cross the border of fear. And then they're lies and they don't have fear and they do have it. they'll say, I'm not angry, and they are angry.
It's always, I don't have anger. They go, I get angry sometimes? Well, how you get angry if you don't have it?
That's right.
That's so true.
And I remember when they were trying to tell me, hey, punch it, jump into the water, just jump on in. Why are you scared? You scared. I'm like, I'm not scared. I'm not afraid to jump in, but I was afraid to jump in. I know. Until I jumped in and I realized the fear was fake.
Yeah.
And that's how people live their lives today. They won't cross the border because they have fear. So they will not go beyond thoughts and emotions due to the fear.
Yeah, it's hard to see, though, that you, well, I'll speak for myself, I didn't realize for a while that I did love the hell and the fear and the emotions. I could see and I knew I was waking up, but I really didn't fully understand. Like I told you before when we talked, I didn't really understand that I did love it. I preferred that reaction that I was so used to of, fear and believing the thought and reliving this moment that never actually happened, or maybe it did, but the feeling that was connected to it.
Yeah.
I didn't realize what it meant to love that. But once I did, it's literally in an instant, the scales can fall off and you start to be like, oh, it really was nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing to me how much human beings love their misery. They love their anger. They love their victimhood. They love the thoughts, even though God said those thoughts are not his, they're not ours, and that we should bring them all into captivity. And yet human beings, they're unwilling to let those thoughts and feelings go. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
What a mess!
It's also a big mess. Yeah, right on. Well, I'm not going to hold you any longer. You know I get some rambling, Jesse, and I'll just talk forever.
It's so good to hear from you, and thanks for responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Hey, and the anchor baby is one illegal that I want to protect.
I know.
So let's not call the people on him. Keep him around.
He's going to be doing his show today from a secret location.
There we go. Can't talk to it. Right on.
That's
right. All right, I appreciate y'all. Have a good day.
You too, bye now.
Thanks, Jesse. Bye.
Okay. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Ryan out of New Orleans. Ryan, turn your radio off. Ryan. Yeah, I don't know. I'll put him on hold for now. Super chat. Super chats.
Tony bought a coffee saying, congratulations, President Trump, and I wish former President Biden and his family well.
Yes, absolutely. Good morning. Thank you.
Dion says, good morning, Jesse, Hake, and crew. Sunrise emoji. Daddy is home, and it is -2 degrees in upstate New York.
Your dad is home. Dad is home to stay. And how cold is it?
-2.
Oh, my God. Are there any black people up there? Thank you.
I don't know.
That is too cold.
Yeah, it is.
That's too cold for comfort.
That's negative 17 Celsius or centigrade for those you commies out there who don't know Fahrenheit. just kidding about the commie thing. Jamil says, with a coffee, congratulations on Trump and thanks for church on Sunday. It was so deep. Really helpful. If I can ask.
Ask!
Jesse, what is S, capital S-T-H, you, oh, something you learned about yourself recently? It took me a second to understand your abbreviation. Thank you, Jamil. What is something you learned about yourself recently?
First of all, you write about Fellowship Sunday. It was amazing. And if y'all missed it by chance, you can go to rebuildingaman.com/church. Rebuildingaman.com/church podcast. It was amazing. And congratulations on Trump. Thank you. And congratulations to you as well. And what have I learned about me lately? I don't know anything lately. Just continue to practice staying present. I find myself, that is easier now. Easier, maybe that. Staying present. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamil. All my bone days bought a coffee. Hey, y'all, I got my order in for some of Punchy's coffee. Shout out to Omead, the caramel and cocoa tasting notes. Sorry about that. I can't read. On the front is already making me want to slap my mama before it gets here. Shout out to my mama.
Right on. Check out Punchy's coffee. It's delicious. Go to rebuildingaman.com/store, right?
Yep.
rebuildingaman.com/store. I got my own coffee now. Who would have thought? From the plantation, oh, there it is. From the plantation to owning the coffee. Punchy's, P-U-N-C-H-I-E-S, apostrophe S, coffee.
That's right.
Amazing. Thank you.
Right on. All my bone days, soul conscious, bought 5 coffees. Jesse, church, Sunday's church was incredible.
Yeah. Incredible. That's what you are to me. Incredible. Yeah.
President Trump is a perfect example about standing some more.
Stand, stand, stand. And when you've done all you can do to stand, stand some more. Really, you won't regret it. Thank you.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. Jesse, I've heard blacks do awesome barbecues. Is that true? James, have you ever been to one?
Well, some blacks do. I don't know if all blacks do awesome barbecues.
I've been to a black barbecue place, but I haven't been to a black barbecue. I was invited one time by Amazing Asia, but I didn't make it. I didn't try, but
I got to take a break.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you. The hate news, not the fake news, is coming up. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
A storm's coming in, and our greatest president is in, and he's issuing executive orders, and gender misidentity no longer recognized by the federal government. Oh, yeah. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, January 21st, 2025 AD. There is one line open. You can call in right now to get on hold, to get on air with JLP during Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back, I do believe, to your calls and more great stories and the rest of the Super Chats. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, forced to acknowledge Donald J. Trump, our greatest president, is now officially the 47th president. Not just the 45th, impeach 45, as Maxine Wallace Waters said. Now also the 47th president of the United States. Will he unite the United States? Remains to be seen. After taking the oath of office on Monday, Commie Nonsense Network's fact-check team, lowered, found that Trump made more than 20 false claims in his inaugural address as he declared, America's decline is over. That may be false itself, but he's a man of hope. Nice. And he vowed a tide of change is sweeping the country. Very cool. Nice. I wonder if they fact-checked that, too. Executive actions. President Donald J. Trump issued a series of executive orders within hours of taking office Monday, revoking 78 of crooked, lame-o, sleepy Joe Biden's policies, or his team's policies, which is Obama's policies, Obama administration. Among a slew of immediate orders, Trump pardoned more than 1,000 people charged in the January 6th, 2021 attack, they call it, on the U.S. Capitol. The full, complete, and unconditional pardons extend to people who were convicted of some of the worst crimes convicted on the day of the Capitol insurrection. Oh, they're pulling that word out again. Insurrection. Talk about fake news. Trump also declared a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border, which is a fact and the truth, triggering the use of the Pentagon resources and personnel that will be deployed and used to build the border wall. Based. Oh, so that's what Sleepy Joe from Phoenix was trying to say. Oh, he stole money from the military. He declared a national emergency. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is withdrawing the United States from the crooked Obama-era Paris Climate Accords, and he's withdrawing the U.S. from the so-called World Health Organization. That's the evil UN's corrupt WHO. Very good news. And gender disidentity or misidentity. The federal government, which is usually evil, will now only recognize two sexes, male and female, under an executive order that President Donald J. Trump signed on Monday. The order will dismantle efforts by the evil, crooked Biden administration to be more inclusive of evil and blindness of Americans, so-called, gender misidentification. As of 2022, U.S. citizens, I put that in quotes, have been able to select X as their gender marker on passports in an expansion of LGBTQ plus rights. Now all government agencies will ensure that official documents, including passports, visas, and global entry cards, wow, they enter the globe, cool, accurately reflect the holder's sex, the executive order says, adding that sexes are grounded in fundamental and incontrovertible reality, based. And that storm that's coming in, a once-in-the-generation winter storm sweeping through the South with bone-chilling temperatures, potentially historic snowfall. The governors of Louisiana, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi have declared states of emergency, while Texas authorities have directed state agencies to mobilize resources due to the threat of heavy snow. More than 220 million people across 40 states affected by the bitterly cold air. It's like 44 degrees over here, or it was. And so it's a mess. Be careful, guys. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Thank you.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. It is Country and Western Tuesday. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, it's a doozy. Do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you? Do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you? If you're out and about, in some secret location, because you're hiding from ice, baby, you still can be listening to the show. If you're trying to hurry up and gather your fentanyl, you have like a truckload of fentanyl you've been selling in the country, and you heard ice was coming, now you're trying to gather your fentanyl and go back and cross the border with it or sell it really fast, you can be listening to the show. Or you just laying up on a beach. Or whatever. You can podcast the show, but you can listen by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. Second hour is Tuesday. One line open if you want to jump in at 888-77-5-3-7-7-3. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is and will always be Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. Hassan's dog. What the? Before I go back to the phones, and I want to show you this. In spite of, and remember I said human beings are evil. They're nasty. They're wicked. No such thing as a good human being. Until they return to the Father and their nature changed from evil to good. And that's rare. Don't look for it. It's rare. They are evil. You saw an amazing event yesterday. You saw what appears to be a man who's going to do all he can to make America great again. Meaning bring back jobs and opportunities, shut down the borders, do the best he can to stop all the crime that's in our country, and other things. regulation and restrictions and all that kind of stuff, right? Make America great again, whereas the whole right world will respect America again. And it was an amazing event yesterday. And anyone that was watching that event could have appreciated it, however long you watched it, what part you watched it, whatever part you watched it. But because human nature is evil, and there are people into color rather than what is right, and they refuse to become one nation under God. And they are always looking for something to complain about, victimhood, DEI kind of thing, right? In spite of an amazing inauguration yesterday, CBS hosts complained they saw too many white people. Now, I remind you, you're in a white country. Majority of the people are white. And they're like, too many white people. I want you to watch this from CBS. Amazing.
Guys, I have to say, I'm looking at this crowd. I do not see many people of color. Does anybody else besides me observe that? I'm fascinated by why that is.
On Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the most notable and one of the most high-ranking is Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, first black woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, notably appointed by Joe Biden as he wanted to follow in the footsteps of Jimmy Carter in appointing a number of women and black women to the federal judgeships.
General Brown, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is probably there. In fact, that might be the side of his head. No, because he's there. Well, I can't tell what uniform that is.
I can't tell from this.
But he was undoubtedly there.
Yeah, I saw Jim Clyburn.
They're sitting there talking about white people, too many white people. Can you get into evil? Now do you believe me when I say human nature is evil? If black people wanted to go, they could have bought a ticket and went and gone and had fun or whatever. Black people are stuck on the, and not all, on the Democratic plantation. Some are starting to walk away from the plantation. But no one stopped them from going to the event. And the event was not about color. It was about making America great again for all. But these people don't want you to get away from that. They want you to think it's about color because they're wicked. Now do you believe me when I say human beings are evil? They hurt one another. They're jealous and revengeful, strife. Angry, lonely, lost. They're sitting there talking about, I don't see too many, I don't see many black people, something like that, oh, too many white people. Why are they allowed to be reporters or hosts of any show? What a mess, huh? And black people, they're not saying that because they love you. They're saying that because they want to pretend they love you so you can vote for the Democratic Party. Control. It's about that. They had one black man up there, and they asked him to do the benediction, and look what he did. He gave a Martin Luther King speech or something. And it wasn't even Martin Luther King event. It was Donald Trump event. Dummy. He ain't even do the benediction. He looked crazy and screaming Martin Luther King speech. Talk about the old Negro hymn or something. Old Negro song. What do you say, Derek? Old Negro spirit. Why they let him do it? They had one black there. Look how he acted. White people don't like that kind of stuff. Looking up at the sky. What are you looking at? If ever. Look at that. Frowning, like he Martin Luther King.
Every state, every city, every village, and every hamlet.
Lord, hammer. Help us, Lord. Amazing. 888-77. This is human nature. In your family, in you, if you're not overcome, in your family, your friendship, your marriages, your children, your co-workers, your bosses, your government, your churches. I mean, that boy, I wonder if when that boy went home, then his mama said, "What were you, Sawell, what were you doing? What was on your mind? You weren't at a Martin Luther King parade." Look at the white people in the church. poor white, Lord, we don't know what to do with these black. Let's just close our eyes. So he don't see that. We're wondering, what the? Anyway, I want to go to Tomer out of Los Angeles. Tomer, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Tomer. Welcome to the show.
Okay. So yesterday I was watching the inauguration ceremony, so I podcast the show, and I heard you want to know details about Israel, about what's going on, so I called today.
Oh, with the so-called ceasefire, and Israel gave up.
Agreed.
They said,
yes,
like 90 of Allahu Akbar people back to whatever, and they got 3 females.
Everybody's really really frustrated of the situation because it's a never ending war. It looks like a bad deal. In my opinion, I don't care how. In my opinion, let them have all the prisoners and give us all the live ones. Yeah, but this is the result when the government doesn't want to do any ceasefire or any deal. And then Trump comes and tell them, listen, it's time to end the war. And that's the result of it. It's a bad result for us. As far as they're concerned, as the Palestinians, they don't mind to let them to not do a deal at all. So they want to come up as the winner. But it was your guy Bibi.
And so,
So
Hamas, for those who don't know, Hamas gave Israel 3 females. They returned 3 females, not even 3 males, 3 females. And Israel, according to a report, gave Hamas 90 males, and they said some females in there, but 90 males. Does Israel think they got a good deal?
No, but I can tell you for this leader, it's an improvement because...
How is that an improvement?
Because one time, a few years ago, you and Hake's false messiah, I don't know, he returned 1,000 of these terrorists for just one hostage. So that's the situation. You ask for how does it make sense? It doesn't make sense, but it doesn't seem to improve. And it's also the steps of the deals. Usually they bring us back a lot of the bodies of these hostages instead when they say they are alive. It's also the first time that they have a hostage baby. And it's a complicated situation.
They had a baby?
They have a baby hostage. It's the first time it happened.
Oh, okay.
It's civilians. Yeah. You know, civilians.
Right.
It's not soldiers. But it's ugly. It's ugly. It's not good. We don't know. That's the result of it. We just take all of your... We don't mind. We can catch them again. And even if we kill them, their leader, they will come up a new one. So that's why, in my opinion, that it doesn't really matter to give them 1,000, just give us all the alive one. But they use it in the negotiation, they use it. So,
and for the record, tell me, you're Jewish, right?
Yeah, I'm from Israel. I am here in Los Angeles
so let me ask,
for a long vacation.
let me ask. Is it true that because your government is not like our government, it's not like Republican, Democrat, it's like it built up all different forms of parties, right?
Yeah, it's like if you have the Libertarian, all the small parties got more votes, you had like more parties.
And so it wasn't up to Netanyahu, it was up to whichever party had the most votes or control. Am I right about that?
No, there is a government. It's what is going on, that this deal was forced by Trump's guy. There's a guy, Trump came. It's the same deal that was with Biden like 8 months ago, and Netanyahu did not want to do this deal.
Right.
And then Trump came and from outside and tell him, listen, you're dragging this war. I'm going to end the wars. What you did until now, it's okay. So now I'm in charge. It's time to end this. And that's what happened. He actually dragged. There is a story about he actually dragged. And tell them, listen, this is going to happen. There are also American citizens who are hostages. So, and it's a ceasefire is a loss.
Trump was okay with Israel getting 3 female while giving up 90 Ala Uaba people?
Ceasefire. That's what he said.
Trump was for the ceasefire, but he's not okay with only getting 3 female, not even 3 males back to Israel, right? He's not okay with that.
Well, he wants more than what Israel wants. Israel don't want any hostages back.
They don't want
that it will more.
Israel don't want any Israeli hostages back.
Not like you say. Like this government did not want to make this deal. That's why it did not happen until now. But it was inevitable because this war cannot be dragged without any purpose. Even yesterday, there was a news that the general chief of the commander of the army, like the one who was in charge of the whole disaster, is now quit. So this is only 1 year and 3 months after the same people who are in charge of the disaster, they only now took responsibility. And that's why Trump said, that's it, I'm going to end the war. And of course, it's the responsibility of the leader. You can blame anybody else. He did not manage to make a better deal.
And do you support Netanyahu?
I support him to quit. I think if he will quit, be the best for Israel.
You think Netanyahu should not be the president? Or prime minister, whatever they call.
Yeah, prime minister, leader, the chief of the.
And why is that?
Because it's the same people who brought the disaster.
And so, who is better than Netanyahu to run it?
Who's better? He's 20 years. He brought us to this situation. From what I see, is getting worse. And every time, and now he's got a medical condition.
Who does?
Which is serious. The baby.
So you think someone else can run the government over there better than Netanyahu?
Yeah, many people. You know, Jewish people are smart. Not only one man is smart.
So
a Nobel Prize.
A Nobel Prize ain't no big deal. Because,
I know, but you always you love the Jews, right?
Because
there are many Jews, not just one Jewish.
Right, I love Israel. I love the Jews. Are you suggesting that some in Israel government don't want the hostage release, so that
many declare.
So they don't want their release, so they can continue the war.
Bottom line, eventually they kidnap people because it's worth. They know they get a lot of it. So there is a reason behind it, why to be against it. Because they will do it again. They will do it again. If you give them what they want, they will do it again.
Yeah.
That's why they're against it. So, yes. So there is some sense.
What a mess! I noticed that the Nobel Peace Prize is count against you nowadays because it shows that you're weak.
If Trump now get into the office and both Israel war and Russia war stops, he will get Nobel Prize, and it will be for the good reason. And but, of course, yeah, it's no good Nobel Prize, but
they're not going to give it to Trump.
He doesn't need it. That's what I mean. He proved that the second he left the office.
Yeah.
The second he left the office, all the worst, and everybody said that he will bring the world war, and then it's exactly the opposite. So might as well give him, but.
And because of time, did you say that Netanyahu is sick? He has a medical problem?
Yeah, looks not in his best days.
How do you
He's
know
not
that?
Not young man, but I judge by the results.
Oh, you don't know that he has a medical problem. You're just assuming it.
No, he had a surgery. He had a surgery prostate.
Oh.
Just take it. That's why he did not come to the inauguration. He was invited.
And how did you find? How did you hear that he had surgery? Where did you get that information from?
It's not news. It's like real. It's not like I made it up on my opinion. He had a replacement for a few hours of the surgery. Known. It's not like made up.
Oh, okay. I see. So it is being reported that Netanyahu to undergo a procedure Sunday for prostate removal. The prime minister's office says. Okay. Well, I wish him well. Do you like my dream team, Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin?
I think you should do, in basketball, there is, you need to start one, you need to bench one, and you need to cut one. and you need to bench, and you need to cut Bibi. There's enough Jews who can do that.
But, amazing.
I just want to take this chance to thank you for everything of the jobs you do. You really helped me in my life, and I listen to the show every day. I do the silent prayer. It's amazing. And I will see you in church sooner.
Absolutely. Well, you stay with it, and only get better, all right?
Amazing, yes. Yes, thank you again.
All right, thanks for the call, man.
No problem.
All right. I wish Netanyahu well. I didn't know he had surgery. What's up? Undergo surgery 3 weeks ago. AP said he got successful prostate removed.
Yeah, Hake was just trying to correct that. That was for 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
just
sorry,
news about the prostate stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, I wish him well. I had not heard that at all. Amazing. Ryan, let's try Ryan again out of New Orleans. Ryan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's up, Mr. Jack? How you doing?
All is well, Ryan. Congratulations on an amazing inauguration yesterday.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean?
I don't know about that.
About what?
Nobody being a amazing inauguration. I just don't care about that.
Oh, you don't think it was amazing?
I'm glad you said that, though. I'm glad you said that, though. Because you don't have my vote whatsoever. I just got to see what's to come.
Hold on for a minute, Ryan. I can hear noise in the background. I'm going to let Darren talk to you, and I'll come back to you. Let me go to Josh out of New York. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Josh.
First question I had was, why is New York so rough?
Why is New York so rough?
Yeah, like it's just a rough place to live, you know?
Because it's controlled by Democrats.
Yeah, I know that.
That's why it's that way.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm overcoming it. But I just want to talk about the inauguration a little bit.
Okay.
First off, when that black preacher came on, I turned the TV off after like 2 minutes. I couldn't even. He was talking about the Misty Mountains of Georgia or whatever, and I had to cut the TV off.
I wonder if he thought that was a benediction. It just didn't fit. It didn't make sense.
And he wasn't saying anything either.
Right. He was at the wrong event. He was supposed to have been at a Martin Luther King rally. He may have thought he was at a Martin Luther King rally.
And those black preachers, they just, like, say the same thing over and over again. They just, like, throw in the same little yes, Lord, or whatever, all that stuff. They just, they just don't say anything. But,
What a mess!
And another thing, when Carrie Underwood, when she was singing, I forgot what song she was singing or whatever, but when that music, like, came on for a second and then it cut off, I was enjoying watching the inauguration up until that point. That little thing happened made me kind of realize that those snakes, you know, in the government destroying the country, they're still there. And I think that might have been a little, you know, them saying, like, we're still here, like, you still mess with things or whatever. I don't know if that's just an imagination, but that's kind of the feeling I got from that. It kind of gave me a little shudder down my spine a little bit. I don't know if that was made up, but...
So while I didn't see her performance at all. I didn't hear about this. So while she performed, the music cut off.
Yeah, and then they were waiting for it to start up, and they were like, everybody was standing around for like 2 minutes, and then she just started singing a cappella because the music wasn't coming on at all. But she still had like an amazing, you know, performance. She's got a great voice, all that, but. So you believe
that some liberal were behind the scene messing with the music?
Yeah, some little sneaky person I think might have. I don't know. That's just a feeling I got from that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, nowadays you just don't know, man. Because I never would have imagined for a second that they would have allowed that black preacher to get up there. They asked him, they asked him to do the benediction, and he did a Martin Luther King act. I just can't believe they allowed him to do that.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. I thought he was gonna actually say a little nice prayer or whatever, but
right.
He just started going crazy.
What a mess.
It's great Trump is president now, but I'm still staying on my toes a little bit.
Right on.
You know?
Yep, you stay aware, man. Stay aware, stay aware.
Right.
Thank you, Josh. I got to take a break. Quick break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this.
I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. A few announcements. I do personal shout-outs for you. Amazing shout-out. Birthday shout-outs, weddings, encouragement, congratulations, shout-outs. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson for personal shout outs. All right. Amazing. And we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. The best on this side of heaven. Family individual counseling by phone, Skype, or walk in. For appointment, to make an appointment, go to RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. And I have my own coffee now, Pachi's Coffee. Isn't that amazing? Pachi's Coffee. Good. PUNCHIE, possibly S, coffee. It is so good. Give it a try. Buy 20 bags. You're going to love it. Pachi's Coffee. Can you ever imagine that? Pachi ground coffee. Good.
And we offer whole bean as well, if you want to grind it yourself, nice and fresh.
Whole bean, y'all.
And ground.
And ground, y'all. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/store. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. And order your coffee now. Hurry, run, run. You don't want to start your day off without Pachi's Coffee. All right? Also, every dime from every bag goes back to Bond, to the nonprofit, to help us get our work done every dime. So you're helping Bond. Not only are you starting your morning out with a fresh, amazing cup of coffee, you're also helping us get our work done. Amazing, huh? And thank you all in advance. Amazing. Let me go to 888-773-773. Let me go to Gabriel out of North Carolina. Gabriel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Uncle Jesse. How are you today?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
I'm so excited because of Donald Trump's election and the inauguration. But my comment today is about the black pastor. I mean, it was just like, what is he doing? Why is he here?
It didn't make sense. It was, maybe he thought it was a Martin Luther King rally or something. He was at a parade for Martin Luther King. It had nothing to do with Martin Luther King. I don't know. And why would he do a benediction in that way? That's not how you do them.
I think he was an op, because maybe he, you know, signed on and got paid to be there. But in actuality, he was an op to go there and put on the circus show for black people, because that's normally how black people conduct. And it was no yeah. different. It was just, it was hilarious. And it was sad all at the same time.
I didn't want the white people to see that. And what was he looking up at? Were he looking up for Dr. Martin Luther King?
Yes.
I was like, what?
He was looking for Dr. King.
What a
mess. It was
mess.
Terrible. Dr. King would have been extremely embarrassed. Like, it was just, like, mortifying. That's all I had to say today, though. It was a disgrace.
I appreciate it. Thank you. What a mess.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, what are you saying? And what was it? Gabriel. Oh, Gabriel. Okay. Thank you. Is Ryan ready this time? Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's up, Jesse? Man, everybody, mama will listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for Knowledge Today, brother.
Amazing. Thank you.
Babe, did you like the inauguration yesterday?
Yeah, it was fun. I didn't watch a lot of it, to be honest. I was so busy. And so I did see bits and pieces of it. And from what I saw, it was amazing.
You know, I liked it, man, because, you know, this is what I got from President Trump's inauguration. I got prosperity and hope. And, you know, because it seemed like, man, I don't know, everything that was evil, Joe Biden signed it into law, you know?
Yeah, on the very first day that he became president, he started to destroy America for sure.
You know, he think he did a good job, man. I mean, I can't think of nothing he did.
He doesn't really believe that, Rick. He's just saying that. But he know that he and his administration, whomever working with him behind the scene, they know they destroyed America. They had open borders. Crime and drugs came in like never before. They defund the police. Crime was out of control. All of our jobs overseas somewhere. People couldn't work. High prices with gas and food. They don't believe that they did a good job. They just have to lie and say that, but they don't believe it.
Wow, I like said, man, I just can't, you know, I mean, just, I mean, I can't think of nothing good about his administration. That, I mean, you know, I'm just saying that my opinion, man, I'm really praying that God, you know, bless President Trump's administration. You know, I really believe he has some great ideas, you know, he's on an executive order. Government people can't work from home no more.
Yeah, they got to go back to work. I love those executive orders that he signed on yesterday.
And yeah.
It's like Trump is, I mean, he's already on the job, man. It's like he's on it.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of man we pay that man to work for, even though he's not accepting any money, but we pay him to work for us. And I like what he's doing. He's working for us and not against us.
And, you know, and when he first began this transgender mess, a man is a man, a woman is a woman.
It's too bad that you, I never imagined that in America, you got to sign an executive order that says a man is a man and a woman is a woman. I mean, it's just common sense. You don't need an order for that. And he had to sign that because the people tried to destroy a man being a man and a woman being a man. What an evil, evil, evil.
Yes, he would. I say the same thing, too. And
yeah.
I got some liberal friends like, well, you ready for Trump? I say, get ready for some good prosperity.
Yeah.
You probably save on your taxes and stuff like that. And I just, Jesse, it just so evil, man. I mean, and matter of fact, President Obama's Michelle has even come. Now, that's a black woman for you.
It sure is. That is the attitude and the lack of respect that black women display all the time. Not all, but most. They display a lack of, especially when it comes to white people. It's like they deliberately want to prove to white people that they can just do and say whatever they want. And it was also, they were saying that she stayed in Hawaii or something like that. I remember hearing that on a couple of reports. And she didn't even attend Jimmy Carter's funeral.
What did she have against Jimmy Carter?
I have no idea. Michelle is not. It's so
See, that's why, even in the dating world, I saw a statistic saying that most black women are the least desired women and the first divorced in most cases.
It's because of the bad attitude.
Their
attitude, they're angry, they're out of control, and they've been made to feel that they are special. And if you
and
don't treat them special, and they go totally insane. What a mess.
And they are used for destruction.
Yeah.
Believe me, they are. I agree with you on that when you say they are used for destruction. That's what they use the black women for, is for destruction.
Absolutely.
Anything to push any evil agenda from transgenders. They go right to the black woman.
Anything they want to get across as evil, they use the black woman for that. And she's happy to be used, long as she can get attention.
And you know, the matter of fact, before I let you go, Jesse, Nancy Mace, they was bringing up a law that transgenders cannot compete with women in women's sports, and transgenders can't come in women's bathrooms. You know, the black and AOC was fighting against that law.
I don't have a problem with men playing in women's sport. And the reason for that, because women play in men's sport, they destroy everything that's manly, right? And they want to play in the sport, they destroy men's clubs and everything. And they say, oh, we are equal to men. We can do what men do. And so if a woman can play or women can play in men's sport, then men should be able to play in women's sport. What's the difference?
Well, we men are more powerful and stronger. Like, for example,
are you for women playing in men's sport?
No, it won't. You know, it's like you have female football teams. It wouldn't even be the same, in my opinion.
Right, but why don't people, when these women want to report the sports news and be in men's locker rooms and be coaches for men teams and playing this sport, how come people don't complain about that?
The feminist movement and the Democratic Party. That's
so
why.
Do you have a, if women can play in men's sport, why should men be able to play in women's sport?
Hey, you know, I wouldn't like it, but, you know, like I said, that's a point you, what you just said. Why shouldn't the man go? But see, like, for example, like,
so I'm not, that's why I don't complain about that.
Now,
because women
about
are bitching about not being able to play in men's sport. So why are they upset that men are playing in their sport? And then they say, the men are stronger, men are faster, men of this. But they don't say that when women be trying to play in men's sports. It's a double standard.
I guess they're afraid to say something to the women. Like, to me, you got all these
Why
females.
Why are they afraid to say it to the women?
You know how liberal, you guys, like you said, the NFL is mostly liberal, so they're on the same team.
Amazing. What a man.
See, like, if I was in college there, Jesse, I would I go wrestle a girl by me being if I was a transgender, and I wouldn't hold back. I would slam the wind out that girl. Then when I win, I put my foot on her chest and raise my arms up.
That's right. So until they say okay, women cannot play in men's sport and men cannot play in women's sport, then I'm okay with it. That's the way it should be. But as long as they're one-sided about it, I don't care if men should be, I don't care if they're transgender or whatever, they should be able to play in women's sport. It's just not right. Thank you, Rick.
Yes, sir. That's just love y'all, man. Thanks for taking my call.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Amazing. Savannah is a first-time caller out of Nevada. Savannah, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, Savannah. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, and I had a question about being present.
Yes.
So what I've noticed is that throughout the week, I'll sort of strong with, like, watching Fellowship and noticing that, oh, wow, there is, like, a lot of junk that's kind of in me that I really need to watch. But as the week goes on, sorry, I'm just kind of nervous.
No, relax. Take a breath. It's just Jesse.
Amazing.
Amazing.
So I'll notice that there's, like, a lot going on with me. But then I'll start falling back into the darkness. And then I'll be realizing that, oh, I keep falling back into my thoughts throughout the week. And I was just wondering, is it just the awareness that brings me out of it?
Yes.
Like just being aware of, oh, I may be in my thoughts, like, more on Friday than I did yesterday, but I'm at least being aware of that.
100%. And it's the awareness that will bring you out of them. And so for a while, you're going to find yourself going in and out of thoughts because all your life, when you were traumatized by your mother, you escaped into your imagination as a way of trying to survive, right? And so you identify with the thoughts. But now that you are starting to become a little bit aware that you're limiting your imagination, the light, the reason you can see you in your thought is the light of God that allows you to see. And that light will get brighter and brighter and brighter if you stay with it. Even if you have to go in and out of thoughts 1,000 times a day, you still practice coming out of them, practice being aware. And eventually the darkness, which are your thoughts, will be taken away from you. You'll be free. But
yeah, it's just,
it is the awareness that would change it.
Okay. I was just wondering that because yesterday I noticed, like, oh, I've just been in my thoughts, like, all day. When I woke up after my silent prayer, I was kind of aware at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then when I went to work, I was coming in and out of them, especially when, you know, I did catch myself getting all, like, scared in the sense of, oh, like, a customer was yelling at me. They were angry with me. And I was like, oh, no. I don't want them to hurt me. I mean, like, physically, obviously, I don't want
right.
to protect myself.
Right.
But, you know, I guess it was just the ego being like, oh, no, don't call me out for what's really wrong with me. I don't like that.
Right. That is the ego. How old are you?
Oh, I'm 23.
Oh, okay. That is the ego. So I want to encourage you, never call when your ego is under attack, because that's what's happening. It's not you under attack, unless somebody are trying to physically hurt you. It's not you under attack. The ego is under attack. So allow the ego to be attacked, and then just watch the thoughts and the feelings that come. And just know it's not you. Don't do anything about it. Don't get mad at the people who are attacking the ego. And because it's an opportunity for you to see that it's still there, and you will overcome it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happened to you. It's happening to the ego.
Yeah, I just saw myself shaking there as I'm, like, you know, typing on my computer at work, shaking. I was like, oh, okay, just get through this transaction, and just kind of saw myself physically shaking because of, on the inside, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, let yourself shake in fear, whatever it is, but don't call it you. Don't run away from it. You just be aware of it. It's the awareness that will cause the ego to die, and you shall have life. When that ego dies, you're going to live. Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Mm-hmm.
How did that go?
Well, what's interesting now that you ask is that, and I had wondered about this, you know, I'd watch The Fellowship and saw someone that had, like, a similar situation.
Yes.
But it was when I did it twice, because the first time I did it because you said it, but then the second time I realized, oh, I am angry at my mom.
Yes.
Because of the things she did. So when I did it the second time, she said, well, you can stop, you know, asking for forgiveness, or you can stop apologizing. You're already forgiven. That's what she said to me. And I was like, huh, where's the angry, oh, what do you have to forgive me for attitude I was expecting? Or that I've heard so much from other people.
Right.
And, you know, I don't think my mom was a saint. She had her own things going on, but she did her best, of course. But I guess I just was sort of surprised that she didn't lash out at me or say, like, oh, whatever, or be negative about it.
Yeah, that's why we're supposed to always have a wait and see and never assume that we know how anything is going to turn out. We're just living the present and wait and see. So when you went to her, the mind, the ego, trying to make you think, oh, she's going to fight, she's going to yell at you, she's going to cry, or she this or that. And she might do all those things, but it's best to have a wait and see, you deal with it as it is happening. Do not believe what the mind tells you when it says what's going to happen. Always have a wait and see.
Yeah. So when that happened and I forgave her, it was like, huh. I guess this is just the outcome that happened. It wasn't anything in my mind.
Absolutely.
And I'll see that nowadays. Like when I'm going to, you know, I'm starting my day and my mind's like, oh, this is going to happen at work. And it's like, no, it's not. Like, why would I even think that?
That's right.
But where it's like, what? That is so insane. Why am I even thinking about that? I'm in my car. I haven't clocked in yet. There's nothing going on. And yet it's just this, and it almost seems like I've noticed quite a bit of times it's the worst case scenario. It's almost always the worst case scenario.
Absolutely.
That you want to give you. And it's like, what?
If you continue to watch those thoughts and don't call them you, you're going to be amazed how eventually all your fear, all the fear, the loneliness, emotional stuff will be taken away from you. Are you able to hold on for me, Savannah?
Well, I do have to get going, but thank you for taking
okay.
my call.
Okay, but you stay with it. You stay with it, all right?
We have a all right, thank you, Jesse.
All right. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. One more hour to go.
Counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Some serious mess going on in the world.
ski resort fire, Costco strike. President Trump and Melania had their inaugural ball dance. That was not too bad, right? Nice. You saw that in the first hour if you were watching the first hour of the JLP show today. And arsonists getting arrested in Cali. 8 of them so far. What a mess. This is the end of hour 2 of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, January 21st, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during Hake News, Not Fake News, 1-888-775-3773. That number is free to call even via Skype. Say if you're overseas or you're away from a phone, you can call using Skype. It's free. You don't have to. You don't have to sign up and or pay for any Skype thingamajigger. You just call in. Nice, using the dial pad, or from regular phone. That is 888-77-JESSE. Anyway, Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports a fire broke out at a ski resort in northwestern Turkey today, killing at least 10 people, injuring dozens of others. According to the country's interior minister of Turkey, investigators are working to determine the cause of the blaze in the Bolu province, a popular winter vacation destination in the region. Several videos, some shared on social media and others broadcast by Turkish television stations, shows flames coming out of the top floors of the hotel. Terrible. Some people were seen using tied bed sheets to try to escape the fire. There were around 234 guests staying at the hotel, so said local authorities. So at least 10 dead, maybe more to be counted. And that Costco strike, oh Lord, members of the so-called Teamsters Union have authorized a strike against Costco. Costco, all one word. On February 1st, unless they reach a deal with the warehouse retailer before the current contract expires on January 31st. The union said 18,000 Costco so-called workers are set to go on strike at 56 of the company's warehouse stores spread across 5 states. That's after 85% of members voted to authorize a strike. Wow. Never go with the crowd. In addition to disagreements on wages and benefits, the union said Costco had rejected proposals dealing with seniority pay, paid family leave, bereavement policies, sick time, and safeguards against surveillance. Because, you know, Costco employees, some of those types are the types to steal or smoke or flirt on the job. Who knows? Who knows? I'm kidding, Costco employees. Just partly. Costco did not respond to a request for comment on the strike vote. President Trump and First Lady Melania had a beautiful inaugural ball dance. Wasn't that nice? Check that out on the J.C. Lee Peterson Show in the first hour. It's also on JLP Talk on Twitter, X, better known as X now. The inaugural ball in Washington, D.C. 8 suspected arsonists, people who set fires, have been arrested in Southern California. That's my handcuffs noise. Since 2 massive wildfires and more, and counting, right, erupted in L.A. County this month. Don't know if these arsonists themselves were. Well, let's see. The people accused of setting trees, bushes, and leaves and trash ablaze. Authorities have not shared any specific information to suggest any individuals arrested for arson caused the major fires. They have not told. And Ohio's, I don't know if you want to hear about the Buckeyes, whatever. Anyway, but yeah, according to the Morning Brew, Cecile Richards, as you heard by the Jesse Lee Peterson Show in the first hour beginning, women's rights activist, no such thing. Cecile Richards, former president of Planned Parenthood, died at the tender age of 67 years old. Gone too soon. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3. Hour 3.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, do you pay attention to what's happening to you, or what's happening in you? Do you pay attention to what's happening to you, or what's happening in you? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and listen to watching the show at rebuildingtheman.com/show. And if you're out and about, or just can't sit and watch the show right now, you want a podcast, you can, of course, and I suggest you do. But you could be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the third hour of the show on Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. 888-7753-773. It's a spiritual battle. And as I was saying to Kaya earlier this morning in the first hour or so, I tell people all the time, you are not your thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time. Stop identifying with them. Stop identifying with fear, loneliness, suicidal thoughts, fake love. Don't identify with anything. And most people would not do it. They'll start out trying, but they'll allow themselves to be convinced by evil, thinking that is their thought, those are their thoughts. They allow themselves to be convinced, oh, you don't need a meeting. You don't need to do the silent prayer. You don't need to be aware. And they tell themselves, they said it. And there's no such thing as you coming up with your own ideas or saying anything. Of yourself, you can do nothing. And of yourself, you can know nothing, that you know nothing. You have never made up one idea or one thought for yourself. Never, and you never will. You ain't going to be able to do it even if you try. But the people do it. They have fear. And it's like, even Sunday we talked about, every time you reach for a thought, every time you believe a thought, it's like drinking a glass of poison water. You're reaching for poison water. and you're dying. And one thing about it, if you want to live, you got to die. You got to die from the false self, the false identity. You're not your feelings. You're not your thoughts. You're not your body. You are not a doctor. You're not a lawyer. You're not, that's what you do, but it's not who you are. You're not a trash collector. You're not a mom. It's what you do, but it's not who you are. You got to stop taking on false identities if you want to be free. And I tell people, even fear is fake. Thoughts and fear are fake. And I noticed that the people go right to the edge of thought and they run back into it. Instead of going through it, they run back into it, into another thought, into another thought, into another thought, or fear. They'll say, okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to face mama and I'm going to deal with her. And then the fear come and tell them not to. They're afraid to leave the land of fear. They are afraid to leave the land of thoughts. They won't leave that land. They run right back, right into the center of it. And they try to find a comfort zone. And the thoughts make up excuses why they're done and they believe it. You got to die from thoughts. All thoughts are all lies. Your thoughts are not God's thoughts. Your ways are not his. And I do want, I've been counseling with a lot of transgender women or LGBT, whatever, you know, women and men. And it's no different. It's no different than a, there's no difference between a transgender person or LGBT identity. They're all fake identities. They are not real. And then you have the children of the lie telling you that it is real because they want to draw you in their hell. Angry people, I want you to pay attention to this, and you can prove me wrong. Angry people lives in their imagination, and they're miserable. They work overtime to pull you into it, too. Oh, that's normal to be a transgender. That's normal to be a LGBTQ, LGBT person. You were born that way. That's a lie. It's another false identity. And the people who are trying to accept it as a norm, they're miserable. They have fear. They have doubt. They have worry. And they try to make you accept it so that they don't have to be reminded, or they think won't be, that they're wrong. It's the same spirit. The same spirit that rape, murder, hate white people, or hate black people, or hate the Jews, or hate the this or the that. It's the same spirit that dwells in transgender people, and LGBT is no different. It's the same spirit. You must be born again. It's all an illusion in your mind. You're none of those things. If you want to be free, you got to stop identifying with it. And I'm going to take your call, you could bank on. You can put money on it. You can bank on it. You can put your little whatever on it. You never, ever, ever, but never, 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 ever, no way, you're going to find love in another human being. They don't love you, and you don't love them. So stop looking. You're never going to find it. Human beings do not have love. That emotional stuff you feel, that because you're in your mind, you think that they love you because they make you feel a certain way. They tell you a certain thing to make you feel a certain way. That's not love. That's why it changes once you get together. That's not love. Love only comes from God. There's only one love. No other love. And it's a dispassionate love. There's no emotions to it at all. Zero. That's why people who say they love one another are miserable. It's all the same spirit. Hell is on earth inside of human beings. You are burning in hell within you. You don't have to burn anymore. If you start to work on yourself, you got to forgive so you can stop playing God and let go and let God take over. You open yourself up, he will come in and he will take over. He's not going to come in unless he's invited in by you admitting that you've been playing God, that you're evil, that you make decisions, that you're judgmental. And you got to go to the edge of hell and go through it. You can't be afraid to go through it. Even if you are afraid, go through it anyway. And you'll see that the fear is not even real. In order to get to heaven, you must travel through hell. And no other way around it. You got to drop every thought. You got to live a no-thinking life. God did not create you to think. Satan, when Eve believed the serpent and became aware of the knowledge of, she knew good, but when she ate the apple by believing the lie from the serpent, she became aware of evil. And now she knows good from evil, good and evil, and she thinks she's making decisions. I can decide what is good. I can decide what is bad. I can decide. No, you can't. You have the knowledge, but you have no understanding. But you can be free. You got to see men and women of all races, all money and whatever, rich or poor or however you want to call yourself. If you don't admit you're evil, you will never be free. Because you will always play God by having ideas about God and about this and about yourself. You will never be free. You can hang it up. You can read the Bible till the cows come home. You can go to church. You can hold Sunday school classes. You can hold your little women meeting. You know how these women love to hold Bible study classes? And then they act like they know what they're talking about. You can hold those classes until the cows come home. You're still evil. You're still afraid. You still cry. But you can be free. You really can be free right here on earth. You are your world. But you got to take over your world by letting go of the world, the outer world. The kingdom of heaven is within. There is a God. And there is an evil or Satan. God does exist, but not in the way that you think he does. If you're thinking about the way God exists, then you don't know him. It's up to you. 888-775-3773. Let me go to the first time caller, John, out of Sweet Home, Alabama. John, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, John.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I have a couple of questions for you. I grew up in a very strong Christian family. I was always confused about the gospel. I kind of rebelled against it. I didn't really understand it. It never made sense to me. I understand some of the truths within it, forgiveness and the fruits of the Spirit, but I don't really – I wanted to – ask you about the actual gospel and how it's described from Christians as Jesus as God. I've heard you say that Jesus. God who came with.
John, your phone went out for a second there. You heard me say Jesus what? Hey, John? John, phone have some issues. Don't hang up, John. Let me know, Derek. I'll come at you, John. Lori is out of Texas. Lori, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey there, Jesse.
Hey, Lori.
I was calling to answer the biblical question.
Do you pay attention to what's happening to you, or what's happening in you?
Well, I would say both, but I know what's happening inside me is what matters. You know, watch that. But it's interesting to see how the devil attacks me from the outside, and that also helps me deal with it on the inside to see how I'm, you know, it's a spiritual battle in here, Jesse. And the devil really played a number on me this last week. I had called my mom. She's old, and she lives by herself, and I just leave her in her hell, you know, because that's what she wants, and I can't help her. But for some reason, on Monday, I called her. She didn't call me back, and I had just a feeling of, you know, something might be wrong. And then the devil just started tormenting me with these thoughts of she's dying, she fell. And so I think the devil knows that I am not listening to my thoughts, because for another day, 2 days, I did nothing. I ignored those thoughts, and it wouldn't stop. And so I just went quiet, and I just had like a common sense knowing, you know, she's not answering me. Let me just go check on her. And lo and behold, she did fall, and she was on death's door. And it's so crazy, because it's like the devil used the truth against me, you know? And I got caught up in those thoughts, fighting it, instead of just relaxing and staying with God. And just, I should have checked on her earlier, because she's not doing too good, you know?
And why isn't she in an old folks home or something where she can get 24-hour care?
Yes, well, she just didn't want to, and I couldn't make her. And those things are expensive. But now, that's another thing. The thoughts are like, well, she's going to stay with you. And I told my husband that would be a big mistake, because she's just going to bring her hell in the house.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. And so why doesn't she sell her house and go and live in one of those places? Does she get like security yeah. and wealth, old folks stuff?
Yeah, well, she gets like $1,500 a month. I don't think that's enough to go in one of those. I'm going to have to look.
Have you? Yeah, don't assume that she can't. Check it out. Otherwise, she's going to play on your emotions.
Yes. And it's crazy, Jesse, because she's actually my whole life. She always said, don't put me in an old folks home, you know.
Of
like,
course.
That's her worst nightmare. Mm-hmm.
That's because she wanted to control you.
Yeah, and she did, and I always said, I'll take care of you. So, but I know what's right, but the devil's just making me feel, you know, putting the image of her laying there and, you know, all that stuff in my head.
And how long will you listen to the devil?
I know, I want to stop right now. It's that, I feel like I'm just along for the ride, you know? I just need God to take over.
But you won't let him by believing thoughts.
Yes.
Stop believing thoughts and he will take over.
Yes. I keep drinking that poison.
I know. Are you doing a silent prayer every morning and every night?
Yes.
Yes,
and it was really peaceful, and I was feeling great. And then now it's just thought, attacks.
So just watch them and do nothing about it, and you'll be fine. Just watch them. You can feel, if you get caught up one, you feel fear or whatever, let yourself feel fear. Don't call it you. And you'll see, you'll be fine.
Yes, yes. I'm not going to give up.
Right on. Thank you for responding to the biblical question. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a good one.
You too now. Amazing. Let me try John again from Sweet Home, Alabama. Hey, John, let's try it again.
Okay, Jesse, thank you so much.
It's clear. Go ahead.
I just would like to have you explain a little more clearly to me your perspective or your belief in the gospel, because I grew up trying to understand how Jesus was God and never really could reconcile that in my brain.
And what do you believe now? What do you see now?
I really fully believe in that sort of spacious solitude beyond thought, forgiveness. I don't have any anger.
About Jesus being God, what do you believe?
I feel like Jesus was the Son of God, a messenger from God, delivering the truth about forgiveness.
And so why are you doubting that at all?
I think it's a conditioning that I have growing up in a Southern Christian family and surrounded by Christians. And it's this sort of ongoing doubt. There's some dissonance I have between with my family based on that confusion.
Meaning what?
Meaning when I'm around my family and if the topic of the gospel comes up, it always goes back to Jesus is God. If you don't believe in him, then you'll burn in hell. You know, the whole sort of Southern conditioning gospel story.
How old are you?
And I'm 52.
52. And do you argue with them about it when you're around them?
No, not anymore. Not anymore.
And so when you go around them, does that subject just naturally come up, or how is that?
It comes up sometimes, yes. And I also teach meditation, so I have some understanding around the mind and our attention and, you know, identifying with thoughts.
But you don't want to meditate. You want to observate. You want to make sure you have nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to observate, not meditate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to see, kind of hear you explain your understanding around who Jesus is or what his purpose was.
He is just, as you said, he is the Son of God, and he came to make a sacrifice so that we could be free from eternal death. We can be free from sin and destruction.
Can you describe the sacrifice that he made to me?
Meaning what?
Can you describe a little bit deeper about the sacrifice? I understand that he died on the cross for our sins, to cover all of our sins so we can have the connection with God. It feels like more of an external thing that I have grown up with.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know that I fully embodied it. I don't know if I fully understand the sacrifice part.
Well, long story short, because it's not Bible Thumper Thurston, but long story short, he allowed Satan, and it was set up that way, it was planned that way, he allowed Satan to take him into hell so that, and because he had not done anything wrong, he had not sinned. He had no sin. He had no anger, none of that stuff, right? And Satan took him into hell, and Satan had no right to take him in because he had not done anything wrong like the rest of the human, all of us. We had sin, so Satan owned human beings because of the sin. And Christ came so that Satan can take him into hell, and then that way he were able to make the sacrifice. He bought us back by Satan taking him into hell. And so he suffered our sin. He paid the price for us, and now we're owned by God and not by Satan.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like Jesus was separate than other men, or were all Son of God similar, but he had some gift to be able to bring to us in order for us to understand it better?
Repeat that.
What is the difference between Jesus and other? Was he also, you're saying we're all sons of God?
Yes.
Just like Jesus.
We're all sons of God because our sins have been forgiven, and because we have not admitted that we are wrong for playing God. Anyone that has anger, anyone that's in their imagination, play God. They think they know right from wrong. They think that they are in charge of everything. They think for themselves. They think they're the one. They're playing God, right? And until you admit you're wrong for that, you're never going to be able to return back home to the Father. But we're all sons and the women are daughters of God. It's just that they can't return until they stop playing God.
I feel like I understand that. I'm trying to understand the difference between what made Jesus unique.
He was the Son of God, and he had not sinned.
Mm-hmm. But we're also the Son of God, but we have sinned.
Yes.
So we're different than him in that way.
The sin that we are committed now is playing God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the vices are not the sin. It's the heart. And in the heart, you think that you are God. You think you know what you want. You think that you know good from evil. You think you know God. You think this, you think that. And that's where the problem is.
Mm-hmm. And you believe that Jesus was free as he never sinned.
Right.
So he's very different. He's also Son of God, just as we are. But he's different and unique because he never sinned.
Right.
Okay. So in your...
Saint in the Old Testament, saints own the people. But in the New Testament, he does not own the people, except for those who want to stay with him. He does not own the people because all of our sins have been wiped away.
Mm-hmm. So Jesus was a man just like we are men and women. But the difference with him is that he never sinned, and you feel like he was sent from God? Or what is differentiating Jesus as a man besides the fact that he didn't sin? Is there something else you can explain about that?
Jesus was not a man. He was in a male form, human form, but he was not a man. He was a spirit of God.
Spirit of God, okay. And so...
Are you doing the silent prayer?
No, I haven't done it yet. I'd like to, though.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, sir.
You went to her?
Yes, sir.
And what happened?
I told her that I forgave her. There were some things that I had sort of experienced as a child, some abandonment kind of things that were coming up. And so I explained that to her and told her that I had forgiven her for that. And she was, a little bit confused, but she was real sweet about it.
Oh, she pretended to be confused?
Yeah. A little bit confused by it, yeah.
Can you turn off the noise?
Are you hearing some noise?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try to.
Like some buzzing or something. Are you recording or something?
No.
What's the buzzing sound? Anything. Vibration or burp?
Yeah, I'm not hearing any buzzing. I'm not sure what that could be.
Okay. And have you gone and forgiven your father?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I still hear that noise. And
yes, I have forgiven my father and my mother in person in their home.
Oh, okay. And so... You don't need to put all this effort into trying to know who Jesus is. If you've gone and forgiven and you just watch what's happening with you, then you would know Jesus and you would know God. Don't try to intellectually figure him out.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I think so, yeah. I do go in my mind and I try to understand. I'm hearing you say he's a Son of God just as we are, but something different. He thought he was the Spirit of God.
But you're not going to figure this out in your mind. It's not in your mind. Why waste time in your mind? The answer is not there. Hold on for a minute, okay? Hold on. Let me take a quick break. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. I'll be back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Quick announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, HAKEReport.com at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11. The guy with the good hair. And then Joel Friday TV after that. He Black on Fire at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after that, in a non-disclosure location, on the run from the DEI people. I mean, the... La Migra. the Anchor Baby at 12 noon. He's not going to be lost out today. You're going to see him. At 12 noon, energy, other than Donald Trump, energy like Donald Trump given to him by God, at 12 noon today, and you don't want to miss it. All right, 12 noon today. Amazing stuff. I want to go back, and we're going to get to your super chats and all that. I want to go quickly back to John out of Fairhope, Alabama. John.
Hey, Jesse, I'm back.
Don't be trying to figure God out. Don't be trying to learn God, because it would just be all intellectual and you would never know him. It's enough to know that you're not sure if Christ is the Son or the Father or whatever. Just knowing that, but don't try to intellectually figure it out. You would never, ever, ever, never figure out God. If you want to know God, you got to not think about God.
Okay.
Why don't you stop thinking about him?
Just be more silent around that.
Why don't you stop thinking about him?
Okay.
Why? That was a question.
Oh, it's a question. I can do that. Just stop thinking about him and just be more quiet around that intellectual part, I think is what I hear you say.
Yeah, just watch the thoughts. Don't call them you, because anything that you're going to think about God is not true. Anything that you're going to think about Christ is not true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think when I get into a conversation with someone where I want to articulate this, I seem to have a block around it because my understanding around it is I'm still a little bit confused by it from my conditioning. So if I get into a conversation with someone around it and I want to articulate understanding around Jesus and the gospel, I'm trying to find more clarity around that. But
stop talking to people about him.
Okay.
You don't have to have a conversation with people about him, because at this point, all they're going to do is puff you up. It's going to make you think that you know more than they know, and they're going to think they know more than you. It'll just be two devils trying to prove that they're right.
Okay. I like that. Okay.
You don't need, don't, at this point, don't talk about God to people or Jesus. Don't argue about him. You just quietly work on you overcoming the fallen state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You don't need to talk to people about him.
I like that. Okay.
And I suggest that you do the silent prayer. And in doing it, you just watch the thoughts. And if you get caught up in your thoughts, watch the feelings that come. But don't call it you so you can die from the ego, the false self.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much. I do have one other question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is the, you made a couple points. I've heard a couple of the shows where you've told people not to tell your partner if you've had an affair.
Meaning and not partner your wife.
Wife, exactly.
Yeah, not
exactly.
Partner. Partner is a gay term.
Okay.
What?
not telling your wife if you had an affair. I was going to ask you to go a little deeper with that. I don't really understand that because I feel like that. I've always thought that would be so important to, if you were to make that mistake, to be transparent about that.
Why?
I think it's just a sensation. It feels like you need to be, that you're hiding something, and it's something that would be harmful to the mental, physical body if you're hiding information like that from your wife.
Why?
And I'm curious. Why is it harmful?
Yeah.
I think it just feels that way.
And are you going to live by feelings? All your life, John, feelings have got you in trouble. Why would you continue to go with feelings?
Sometimes that gets a little bit foggy to me. The feelings sometimes feel like indicators of something that might need to be done. Using it as a tool?
No, a feeling is never right. A feeling is for you to overcome. Are you your feelings?
No.
So why would you listen to them?
Agreed.
No, that was a question.
Feelings for me sometimes. When they come up, I realize they're coming and going.
Right.
Sometimes I feel like I'm wanting to listen to them sometimes to see if there's a message in them that needs to be used for discernment or whatever.
Never. There's never a message in feelings for discernment. It's always destructive.
Okay.
Let me ask, what good would it do you to tell your wife you cheated on her?
Well, and it's not my own particular example. It's other friends that I've had that I've
no. I asked, what good would it do you to tell your wife you cheated on her? Not that you cheated, but I'm saying if a man should cheat, what good would it do him to tell the wife?
Well, my brain tells me that it would get it all out there so that it could be. Figured out, it could be forgiven, it could be dissolved.
Women don't forgive that. Women don't forgive. What the?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God said to come to him with our troubles. Don't go to another person because they're going to judge you. And if you tell your wife, she's just going to judge you. And if she should stay with you, she's going to control you. She's going to make you walk on eggshells. She's going to make you have to call her every day from work and all day long. She's going to control you with it. She's not going to forgive you for it.
Mm-hmm.
What you should do is just don't do it anymore, but do not tell her. Mm-hmm. And that ideal of telling women came from women. That didn't come from men. In the good old days when boys were boys and men were men, and for man should cheat, he just stopped doing it. He didn't tell his wife. or anyone really, but he would just stop doing it.
Mm-hmm. So you just realize it's wrong.
Yeah.
Stop doing it.
And understand why you did it, so you don't do it anymore. Understand it would bring that. And just don't do it anymore. But if you tell your wife or even anyone else, they will try to destroy you with it.
Mm-hmm.
Women came up with this idea that a man should, you should tell me when you cheat. You're not being fair. You're not doing this. You're not being. Those rules made up by women are evil, and they do it to control you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that makes sense. I think that as long as the act is stopped.
Right. You understand why you did it and stop doing it and go on with your life. But if you tell your wife, it ain't going to work. The marriage is, if you stay with it, the marriage is going to be hell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of the time you end up breaking up anyway, but you're not going to have any more peace as long as you're with her, because she's going to drag you down into hell for her own thrill.
Mm-hmm. Let's say that someone did cheat on their wife. They didn't tell her, but they have this sort of guilt wafting around in their chest and their heart and their mind. There's this sort of heaviness about them. How do you navigate through that?
Tell them to realize that why they did it. They listen to the ego, the imagination, and drop the thoughts about it, and don't do it anymore. Because if they think about it, if they judge themselves or have this false feeling of being guilty, they're going to end up doing it again. But if they drop it without judgment, they would never do it again. There is no self there to feel guilty. And tell them to stop drinking the poison of thoughts. Because it's the thought that's making a false self feel guilty. John, call me again because of time. I got to run. Will you call me again?
Yes, sir. I sure will. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
All right, but come out of your magic. Come out of thought, John, and stay present. And God will answer all of your questions.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jesse. Really love you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. And stop thinking about God.
Okay.
Because as long as you think about He and Christ, all you have are thoughts. You just have ideas, and it has nothing to do with God. It's all from hell.
Mm-hmm. So your recommendation is just stay present.
Yes, sir. That's where all the answers, that's where God is, that's where Christ is, that's where the kingdom of heaven is, that's where everything is present. Come into the presence of God.
Okay.
All right?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, buddy. Amazing. Okay.
Beautiful day.
All right.
Amazing. Ciao. Bye.
Let me go to Sarah. Sylacauga, Alabama. I ain't never heard of Sylacauga. John, where is Sylacauga?
About an hour south of Birmingham.
Oh, that's amazing.
Welcome. Yes, it's in God's country.
That's right. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you. So I'm preparing for a court hearing for divorce. Wife asked for divorce. And I'm going to have to answer the judge regarding the children. I've got two kids with her. I understand, Jesse, about being in the moment, but I've got to have an answer for the gentleman, for the judge.
Right. What is he going to want to ask? What does he want to know?
My preference is for custody.
And what are your preferences?
I don't have any.
You don't have any? Do you want? How old are the kids?
They're 1 year and or three years and 1 year.
And so, do you want to keep the kids, or you want her to take them?
I don't want for anything.
What do you mean?
I don't trust my ego to make that decision.
So you
it's out of my and it's out of my area, Jesse. I don't know what the, I mean, I know what God's word says about a family and God's order, but it's broken. I don't know what the best outcome for the kids will be. I don't know if separating the baby's right and doing 50-50, cutting the baby in half. Part of me says, don't let the government or the court tell you when you can be a father and when you can't. But that may be ego, too.
Yeah. Why are you going to court?
Because my wife is, she's asked for so many unreasonable things that her own attorney won't even let her settle out of court.
Oh. And so,
the court is already, there's a hearing and they're working through the weather to set a date.
Oh, okay. And so at this point, you don't know if you want to keep your children to be with you or not.
I'm asking you, if you don't mind, not to hold you to it. I'm not asking you to be God. I'm just from a, you know, you've talked, this is new to me. I don't know, and I'm not trying to think about the future, Jesse, but I don't know. You know, Bible says in the presence of many counselors, plans will not go astray. So I'm just trying to, talk to gentlemen like yourself, and consider what the right thing, I mean, I can go in there and be in the present, be out of my ego, and just totally defer to what the court will say. If the court says, well, Mr. Key, you don't have a preference. Generally, the law in Alabama gives 50-50. Well, then, you know, now I've got a situation where, the kids are not in my house 100% of the time. I mean, how do you have two heads of household? She wants to be head of her household. I want to be my head of household. And the kids are going to be split. But, you know, I can take it day to day. But I'm trying to decide. You're trying to figure out if there's any way I would lean. And my question to you is, and if you don't feel comfortable answering on the air, I don't blame you. But I was going to ask you, what would you do? I mean, if you're sitting there and, you know, your wife decided she want to transition from a woman and a wife. She wants to transition, be trans, be head of her own household. And, you know, she leaves, takes the kids, and she takes you to court, expects you to pay for them. And then the question comes up from the judge, what is your preference for custody?
So your wife want to be a trans?
Not physically, but spiritually, and with regard to her role, she wants to be head of her own house.
Oh, but she doesn't want to be a trans.
Not having surgery, but she wants to be the man of her own house, so to speak. Yes.
But she doesn't, because you said she was trans, made me think that she wanted to be a trans.
Well, there's people sexually who.
I know, but all you're saying, so that I can understand, all you're saying is that your wife doesn't no longer want to be married. She want to be just live her own life, right?
As the head of her house, yes. Which, you know, my understanding is that.
Meaning that she doesn't want a, she doesn't want a husband. She just want to be by herself.
As the head of her house, yes.
What do you mean? Speak English. What do you mean by as she want to no longer be married, just have her own life out there, right?
Correct.
Oh, okay. And so did you say in Alabama, if there are children involved, the court's automatic 50-50 visitation?
That is, yeah, well, it's not automatic. They're going to ask me my preference.
They're going to ask you if you want 50-50?
Yes.
And do you have a lawyer?
No, sir.
And why not?
I speak for myself.
Oh, and do you want 50-50?
I don't want for anything. I just want to.
No, do you want to have 50-50 visitation with your children?
I'm not going to drink the water, Mr. Peterson. I don't want for anything.
I don't understand what that means.
You're asking me if I'm going to drink the water, the poison. And I'm not going to drink that water.
So when the judge asks you, do you want 50-50 with your child, you're just going to sit there?
I'll tell him I'll have no preference.
Oh, okay. And so,
and then he may give, 50-50. He may give her full custody.
And that doesn't matter to you either way?
Well, that's a loaded question. My preference is to have the kids with me and their mother with me, but the court is not going to allow that. She's not going to allow that.
Right.
So if the kids are not home with me full time, all the time, I don't know how to parent that way.
Because you're not clear, John, you're saying that you don't want the kids 50-50 because you wouldn't know how to raise them. You wouldn't know how to be with them when they're with you.
No, sir. I'm not saying that. I'm not focused on the future. I'm just asking you, how would you answer that question? And, that may be drawing you into a thought.
But I can't. First of all, I would have to be in that situation in order for me to answer that question as to what I would do.
Mr. Peterson. Oh, my goodness, Mr. Peterson. I love you, but I'm surprised you'd say that.
Did you talk to Hake about this situation?
Yes.
And did you tell him that they force supervised visitation on you?
No, sir.
You did not?
No, sir.
Okay. So, John, when God said don't want for anything, he's saying that don't only want for what is right. But in practical ways, you have kids, and you should know if you want to be with your kids or not. And you should know, well, I won't be able to do it, so I'd rather for them to be with her. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm asking you, with not to debate. I don't want the audience to come down hard on you on one way or the other.
Oh, I'm not worried about any of that. I don't know what to mean. I don't understand why you don't know if you want to be with your kids or not. And I'm wondering, and it sounds like you just said that if you had them the 50% of the time, you wouldn't be sure how to be with them?
No, sir. I was asking you. And Jesse, I know you come out very clear with a lot of conviction, like your rules for men, don't marry an older woman, don't marry an educated woman.
Right.
You would agree that them rounding up the arsonists and putting them in jail, that's good. I'm surprised. I'm surprised they did it. I'm happy for California. They actually put somebody in jail.
Yeah.
I'm asking you here's the situation, and you may not be. You may not
when do you go to what? Do you know when you go to court yet?
It hasn't been decided. Okay. They're working
because
through
of time.
They're working through the. Yeah.
Because of time, can you call me back on this tomorrow? Because we ended right now. The clock going to, the computer going to turn us off, shut us down. Can you call me back on this tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, call me back tomorrow, John.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. I am Super Chat. Super Chat. Can we get Super Chat in?
I think so.
Okay.
Sion says, hi, Jesse. Ain't nobody's business if I do.
If I decide to take the notion and jump in the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do. Yeah. Thank you, Sion.
Don't patronize. Hug, Jesse. Looking like old gray Uncle Tom. Miss you.
Miss you too. Amazing. Thank you.
Charlotte bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, on the way out of the door, Joe Biden pardons his whole family and his dogs. How guilty and corrupt do you have to be to do something like that?
I'm like, what the? I wonder if I would have pardoned my whole family if I were president. Me, you know how the family members. But thank you.
And, Spanky Spank 3 Coffees. Hey, Jesse Haken team, can I hear Jesse sing Don't Let It Go to Your Head by Jean Carn? Jean Carn?
What?
Don't Let It Go to Your Head by Jean Carn.
I don't know what that is.
I'll have to look it up. Sorry.
Yeah, I gotta look that up. It doesn't come to mind right now. But thank you.
Tom bought a coffee. I hear a lot of the left complain that Trump is trying to intimidate and terrorize his political opposition by doing things such as releasing the January 6th protesters. I don't believe he's doing that. I think he's doing the right thing.
Yeah, I do too.
But does it make it hateful that I do hope they are intimidated and feel threatened? They had no problem making us feel that way. What do you think?
I'd say no concern about what they do, right? If they will be that evil heart, let them be. Don't even think about it. Amazing. Thank you.
Jamil bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I'm 19. Been watching you recently. Was wondering how exactly do you seek the kingdom and its righteousness?
By looking within. Be look within. It's inside of you. Amazing. Thank you.
Gabriel. Coffee. Hi, all. Just wanted to thank you, Jesse, for the amazing church this past Sunday, especially the point you made about being mad at your boss at work if you got something wrong. I caught myself ignoring the female manager on purpose for her lack of communication with me on the job. What the? Trying to keep it pithy, I promise.
Right on. Go and have that conversation, but don't be angry. Face it. Thank you.
Cornerstone Media on Cash App. Welcome back, Mr. President.
Amazing. Well, Daddy is home. Thank you.
We'll read the rest of them later, guys. Gotta go.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. The Hate Report coming up, and then Joy on Friday, and then the American Acme. I'm out of time. Thank you for your support. Enter to call us tomorrow. Call me again. Bye, y'all.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even... You know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. it's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than Syrian gold. So God bless you, man.